And further from the sacred scripture, from Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 10 through 19. And thou, son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus you say, saying, our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we waste away in them. And how should we live? Say unto them, as I am alive, says the Lord Yahweh, I have no delight in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn back from his way and live. Turn ye back, turn back ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Therefore, thou, son of man, say unto the sons of thy people, the justice of the just shall not rescue him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not stumble thereby in the day that he turns back from his wickedness. Neither shall the just be able to live in what is his in the day that he sin. When I say to the just that living he shall live, if he trust in his own justice and do perversity, all his justice shall not be remembered, but for his perversity that he has done, he shall die for it. Again, when I say to the wicked, dying thou shalt die, if he turn back from his sin and do judgment and justice, if the wicked return the pledge and repay that which he has robbed, had walk in the statutes of life without doing perversity, his life shall be his life, he shall live, he shall not die. None of his sins that he has sinned shall be mentioned unto him. He has done judgment and justice, living he shall live. Yet the sons of thy people say, the way of the Lord is not equal. But as for them, their way is not equal. When the just turns back from his justice and does perversity, he shall even die thereby. But if the wicked turn back from his wickedness and do judgment and justice, he shall live thereby. Read further from the Apocalypse Explained, number 803. It is known that faith from love is the essential means of salvation, and thus is the principle of the doctrine of the church. But since it is important to know how a man can be in such enlightenment as to learn the truths that must constitute his faith, and in such affection as to do the goods which must constitute his life and his love, thus can know whether his faith is a belief in truth and his love is a love of good, this shall be told in its proper order as follows. First, let him read the word every day, one or two chapters, and learn from a master and from preachings the dogmas of his religion, and especially let him learn that God is one, and that the Lord is the God of heaven and the earth, and that the Word is holy, and that there is a heaven and a hell, and a life after death. Second, let him learn from the Word, from a master, and from preachings, that what works are sins, and that they are especially adulteries, thefts, murders, false witness, and others mentioned in the Decalogue. Likewise, that lascivious and obscene thoughts are also adulteries, that frauds and illicit gains are also thefts, that hatred and revenge are also murders, and that lies and blasphemies are also false witness, and so on. Let him learn all these things from childhood to youth. Third, when the man begins to think for himself, which is the case when he has grown up, it must be to him the first and chief thing to refrain from doing evils for the reason that they are sins against the Word, thus against God. And for the reason that if he does them, he will gain not eternal life, but hell. And afterwards, as he grows up and becomes old, he must shun them as damned and must turn away from them in thought and intention. But in order to do so, order to refrain so from them and shun and turn away from them, he must pray to the Lord for help. The sins he must refrain from and must shun and turn away from are chiefly adulteries, frauds, illicit gains, hatreds, revenge, lies, blasphemies, and the pride of his mind. So far as man detests these evils because they are opposed to the word and thence opposed to God, so far there is granted him communication with the Lord, and conjunction is effected with heaven. For the Lord enters, and with the Lord heaven enters, and sins are removed. Since these and their falsities are the sole hindrances, the reason is because man has been placed in the midst between heaven and hell, and wherefore hell acts on the one side and heaven from the other. And therefore, so far as evils that are from hell are removed, so far goods from heaven enter. For the Lord says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear and open the door, I will come in to him." But if a man refrains from doing these evils for any other reason than because they are sins and are opposed to the word, and because thence to God, no conjunction with heaven with him is affected, because he is refraining from himself and not from the Lord. The Lord is in the word, even so that he is called the word, and because the word is from him. Consequently, the conjunction of heaven with the man of the church is by means of the word, as may be seen in the work Heaven and Hell. With those who, from the word, have abstained from doing evils and have afterwards shunned them and turned away from them because they were sins and opposed to God and to charity towards the neighbor, although there was a similar perception to them that their works were done as if from themselves, yet they were all good and appeared in the light of heaven like white as snow and wool. These are the works that are meant in the word by the works that can in no wise be separated from faith. For faith separated from them is dead, and a dead faith is a faith in falsity from the evil love, or it is the thought that a thing is true while the life is still evil. That abstaining from evils for any other reason whatever, except from the word, does not purify the internal man is evident from the origin of evil works and from the origin of good works. For example, he who abstains from adulteries for fear of the civil law and its punishments, and from fear of the loss of reputation and thus honor, from fear of deprivation arising from poverty, parsimony, or avarice, from fear of consequent illness, or from fear of brawls at home with the wife and consequent intranquility of life, or from fear of chastisement by the servants of the injured husband, or from infirmity arising from abuse, or of age, or impotence, or even from natural goodness and consequent moral goodness, that is, as not being proper and honorable, and so on. And if for such reasons he only lives chastely, still he is inwardly unchaste and an adulterer, so long as he does not abstain from these evils from a spiritual faith, which is a belief that adulteries are infernal because they are contrary to the divine law and thus contrary to the fear of God and thus to the love of neighbor, and so on in many other cases. From what has now been presented, it can be seen what is the internal and the external, and what faith and love are, namely that faith and love are with the man when his internal has been purified from evils and the manner just described, and that they are not in him if he is not purified, and that where faith and love are, there is heaven, and where faith and love are not, there is hell. Amen. Here in our readings, blessed are they who hear the word of God